year's resolutions. You know, everybody does the same thing. I'm going to do this healthier and all that stuff. Nobody says, this is my year to have a plumbing emergency. This is my year where I'm really going to mess my toilet up.
Drains, clogs, New Year's logs, Matt Mertz.
New Year's logs?
Matt Mertz.
Matt Mertz Plumbing, they are the best in the business. What makes Matt Mertz different from some of these other larger plumbing companies is they can't give you the personalized service that a family-owned business like Matt Mertz Plumbing can.
Drains, clogs, backup logs, Matt Mertz.
Matt Mertz Plumbing, available 24/7, 365.
From trenchless sewer repairs to hot water heaters, even drains, clogs, backup logs, Matt Mertz.
Matt Mertz Plumbing is ready, even if you have an emergency, like an oh no toilet overflow, Matt Mertz.
Matt Mertz. Give him a call, 412-367-0815.
Matt Mertz Plumbing, the best Mertz in the business.
Maroon 5, live in concert, 2020 tour. Maroon 5, with very special guests. Meghan Trainor, for one night only. Key Bank Pavilion, Friday, June 19th. Pre-sale for City Card members available now through Thursday, December 12th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, December 13th at noon. Get tickets at LiveNation.com.
Syracuse's news, weather, and traffic station is News Radio 570 WSYR. Now on 106.9 FM. The 6 o'clock news starts now.
Good morning, I'm Ian Wheatley. History happens today in Washington, D.C. Details in a minute. First, traffic and weather together on the 10s. Here's Kathy Denman.
From the Price Chopper Market 32 Traffic Center, clear roads around the Syracuse area. Traffic looking pretty good for you so far this morning. Light into downtown, 690, 81 interchanges. Still moving right up to speed, no problems yet at any of your downtown exits. In Manlius, Mountain Laurel Drive at Magic Way, we do have a minor accident there with police on the scene. Through Oswego County, we've got some snow to deal with. Roads may be slick. Next update in 10 minutes. Now on the 570 WSYR Weather Center, here's meteorologist Bill Dager.
A few spots could have a leftover snow shower this morning, otherwise clouds and breaks of sun later today. High 32, partly cloudy, dipping to 25 tonight. Tomorrow we're mostly cloudy with a high of 43. Rain moves in tomorrow night and Saturday.
And we're dealing with cloudy skies throughout central New York. Oswego County is dealing with some snow. It is 17 in Casanova. It is 18 in Camillus. Cloudy and 19 in Syracuse at 6:01. The House Judiciary Committee is meeting again this morning to quibble over the articles of impeachment against President Trump before sending those articles for a full vote in the House. Steve Rappaport has more about what's happened so far in the markup meetings.
Republican Matt Gaetz saying the articles of impeachment are a consolation prize for Democrats because they're sore losers.
President Trump's true crime in their eyes was winning the 2016 election against all odds and against the establishment of both parties.
Democrat Zoe Lofgren says the president's actions are a slap in the face of our founding fathers.
President Trump has not only abused his power for the upcoming election, he used a foreign power to do it. George Washington would likely be astonished since he warned against the insidious wiles of foreign influence.
Once the articles are finalized, the committee will likely send them to the House floor for consideration.
Syracuse Police Department is investigating a shooting that left one man seriously hurt. Officers say they were called out to Mooney Ave off of Teal near Henniger High School just about 8:30 last night. That's where they found a man suffering from several gunshot wounds. A 21-year-old accused of shooting a man inside of Destiny USA on Black Friday claims he was acting in self-defense.
In court, Kyrie Truax's lawyers said that he shot the gun during a fight started by another group that outnumbered his. He shot twice. One bullet wound up in the leg of a man from the other group. The other was found in the ceiling. The shooting caused a panic. Prosecutors say that Truax has a long criminal history. Truax remains held on $100,000 bail at the Justice Center. Todd Halliday, News Radio 570 WSYR.
Drug addict who was the getaway driver for the murderer of two Chili's employees was sentenced. News Radio 570 WSYR's Dave Smith reports.
Ronald Green drove William Wood to the Chili's restaurant in September of 2018, where Wood killed Stephen Goodkinick and Christopher Hicks in a robbery. A judge sentenced 47-year-old Green to 18 and a half years in prison. Green pleaded guilty to robbery earlier this year, sparing him the chance of a murder trial as an accomplice.
Now, prosecutors say the Green's motivation for driving the killer to and from the restaurant was $300 he could use for a drug fix. Green had a child in the backseat while he was driving Wood around. Wood has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole and even faces a federal death sentence. An investigation continues this morning to a bomb scare in DeWitt. DeWitt police say they received information about a bomb at one of the businesses on Campuswood Drive just about 11:30 yesterday morning. Now, police and the Onondaga County Sheriff's bomb squad searched the area and found nothing. Police are remaining tight-lipped about which business was specifically threatened. The Yellow Brick Road Casino in Chittenango is about to receive some upgrades.
The Oneida Indian Nation says plans are in the works to expand gaming operations there. That means visitors can expect to see new games, a new bar, and more TVs added to betting stations. The hope is to have the expansion project finished by February. Deanna Haraluk, News Radio 570 WSYR.
Governor Cuomo is asking state police to increase patrols near synagogues and Jewish establishments in the wake of what's now being considered to be an attack on a kosher market the other day in Jersey City, New Jersey. Cuomo saying that anti-Semitism and violence against the Jewish community are on the rise in both our state and also across the country, and that we must stand united, be vigilant, and stamp out the vile disease of hate wherever we see it. And for more of these stories and others, go to 570WSYR.com. This news has been a service of CH Insurance. Next news is at 6:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm Ian Wheatley, News Radio 570 WSYR, now on 106.9 FM.
Your shot at $1 million now. Text the nationwide keyword money to 200-200. That's money to 200-200. You'll get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's money to 200-200.
Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 570 WSYR. I'm Dave Allen. David Nabhan is a columnist for Newsmax and Times of Israel. He's the author of Earthquake Prediction, Dawn of the New Seismology. David Nabhan joins us now. David, it's a pleasure. Nice to chat with you.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on. It's my pleasure to have a word with the people of Syracuse.
So you were on with a buddy of mine in Cincinnati last night, and what was supposed to be a 5 or 10 minute segment turned into an hour. I just got to warn you, we've got 4 minutes. So what should our listeners know about you, David?
Well, I'm in the news all over three continents right now because of a disturbing story that should shock your listeners, and on many levels, it's a the facts about 3,000 elderly Britons being lackadaisically shuffled off to their deaths owing to the needless deaths that I'm quoting owing to the cold home crisis in the UK. All of this while the government of the UK sees that its policies of banning natural gas extraction is making the very necessity these seniors need so desperately and can't afford even more scarce and more costly, and then killing more elderly. Those are the jaw-dropping facts, and when I, you know, a few days ago, the UK went full bore insano right over the edge and banned the very last fracking well clinging to operation just north of Liverpool, knowing full well that the facts that I just quoted to you, and pushing forward their own grandparents to exacerbated health issues that caused 3,000 of them to die every winter, every winter. You've got, you know, cold winters up there, and you've got elderly people in Syracuse. I'm certain they know how dangerous it is to live in a really cold house all the time. And this is done in the face of the government backing down to the anti-fracking mob in the streets of London, who sadly, the cowardice isn't just with the British lawmakers. It seems like the media also in Britain, the mum is the word on this. Thanks to the courageous Irish Examiner and several other news medias outside of Britain, this story is being told.
All right. So
that's
for
the long and the short of it.
Yeah, so for those of us waking up here in central New York this morning, what does this mean exactly?
Well, you know, I know a little bit about your city. It dawned on me that you guys, on several occasions, year after year, have the highest gasoline prices on planet Earth, and it's astounding because you're sitting on top of a billion barrels of oil and 40 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. It's really astounding that New York is opting out of what Pennsylvania and Ohio, $45 billion is contributed to the economy of Pennsylvania due to oil and gas extraction, and $40 billion in Ohio. In New York, it's half a billion.
Yeah. David, it's sacred ground, and as long as Governor Cuomo's in charge and the Democrats are running the state, nothing's going to change.
Well, you know, your governor, that is an outrage, though, because I looked at the facts just before going last night as refreshing my memory on Syracuse, and I think the average wage there is $32,000 per year, and the average wage of an oil and gas extraction worker is $101,000 per year. So not only are you paying the highest gas prices, not only are you ignoring the bounty that is underneath your feet, not only is your economy suffering, but fantastic jobs aren't allowed in your area. If I were a resident of Syracuse, I don't think I'd be a bit angry over that.
Yeah,
that's just me.
David, I wish we had more time. If folks want to reach out or if they want to know more about you, where do they go?
Well, my website is www.earthquakepredictors.com. My Newsmax science column is Shaking Up Science. My Times of Israel column is Tectonic Shifts, and all of my stuff is on my website at www.earthquakepredictors.com. That's the easiest way to get to the op-eds and the articles that I write.
Awesome. David, thanks so much. David Nabham, he's a columnist for Newsmax and also Times of Israel, and he's the author of Earthquake Prediction, Dawn of the New Seismology. 610 News Radio 570.